time to talk about paramedics. Now, they're amongst the world's most trusted emergency service workers. Joining us on the line is Lee Anderson, a paramedic and the author of the new book, and you've got to check this book out, The Paramedic Mindset. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Lee. How are you today?
Morning, great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We love your book. And as a paramedic for 15 years, your work environment, look, it's probably not an understatement to say it is high pressure. Can you run us through what skills are needed for your job? And is it, can you narrow it down to, you know, because every day is different for you, wouldn't it be, Lee?
It is. That's exactly right. And that's one of the joys of being a paramedic is that you never know what you're going to confront. But there's a lot of skills that you need to know, and there's a lot of, you know, knowledge, there's textbook knowledge, and then there's lived experience. But I think no matter what skill you learn, it's all about mastering those skills. It's about doing the preparation and the training. So when you go to apply those skills in the field, it doesn't take a lot of conscious thought. You can do it without thinking. So that frees you up to deal with the situation itself, and you don't have to actually worry about your skills. You just do them naturally.
Lee, I feel like we bandy around the word superhero a bit, but paramedics really are the people in society who actually deserve that title. And you've responded to many accidents and natural disasters in situations where many people would just crumble or freak out. And it seems that you guys are able to keep such a cool head on your shoulders. So what does actually go through your mind when you're on the way to one of these kind of situations?
Yeah, well, usually when you're sitting in the car driving fast, sirens on, I look at it as it's an enjoyment, it's a challenge. I don't see it as a threat anymore, and before I used to when I was a student. But now I see it as an opportunity to grow and learn. And when I'm going to those jobs, the main thing for me is to actually talk. So it's about talking to my partner, or if you don't have a partner, it's about talking to yourself internally and making sure that's positive talk to get yourself ready for the incident.
Lee, we're privileged on our program every Sunday to go right around the country, so into average homes. And I would like everyone listening to think of two words whenever they come across a paramedic in the supermarket or in the newsagent or whoever. Walk up to them and say, thank you. I don't think we do enough of that. And it's just such a simple phrase. And my plea to every listener, if you see one of them, and they do stand out, they've got a pretty fancy uniform and they may be off duty at the time, two words, thank you. I feel really quite sincerely about that. Now, in the book, you discuss poise as a mindset. How do you gain poise in such a very high-stress situation?
Yeah, well, there's a lot involved with gaining poise, but at first it's probably important to define what it is. And for me, it's about having self-assurance and composure under stress. It's about not getting rattled or thrown off or unbalanced regardless of the circumstance or situation. And this may sound easy, but poise can be one of the most elusive qualities in difficult or challenging times. And without it, you basically have the opposite of poise, which is panic under pressure. So for me, poise means holding fast to your beliefs and acting in accordance with them regardless of how bad or good the situation may be. So it's staying true to yourself despite all that pressure around you.
Lee, I love that wording, staying true to yourself. And sometimes one of the biggest demons we can battle when it does come to staying true to ourselves is how we speak to ourselves, that inner head voice, but especially that inner critic. It's a massive one. How we look at ourselves in the mirror, how we pump ourselves up is so important. We believe that there's some positive affirmations that we can apply from your experience to cope with stress, but in our own lives, a bit of a takeaway for all the listeners right now, how do we implement positive affirmations?
Yeah, I talk about having temporal distancing. So that is about distancing yourself from when you talk to yourself. So you basically talk to yourself in second person. And so when you talk to yourself internally, you refer to yourself as your name. So I would say Lee. And then I would have these little short phrases pre-planned about Lee, you can do this, Lee, you can overcome this. And by doing that, it's like giving your friend advice. It's like, how often have you given your friend advice but not taken that advice yourself?
Yeah.
So you're trying to put this little trick in there to try and create a bit of distance between your internal I and yourself so you see yourself as a friend.
Lee, I think that's really, really powerful. There's so much good stuff in your book. Thank you for joining us on our show. And for more info on your book and your podcast, head to paramedicmindset.com. gq.com.au. GQ's just got one last thing to tell
you. Say goodbye to you, Lee.